Okay, I know there's several of you on the line right now that are going, hey, hey, I didn't get a chance to speak up. Candy Say, Sandy Martin, I'm looking down at my list here. Nope, the rest of you guys are either at the Eagle Expo or you're asleep and whatnot. And this is our new format for the call. This call, as I mentioned earlier, returning back to its roots. And this segment, the second portion, which always will be recorded and posted, is more of the open line. You've got a question, I've got an answer, or at least I'll do my best to answer it. So in the next 23 minutes that we have, what's new, what's exciting, what's going on? Of course, yes, everybody is thrilled about the new incredible or the reintroduction of two new amazing things, the Chocolate Vital Balance and then also the, oh my goodness, and I'm very hesitant to use the word because I think it discredits the power and the potential of the ThermoWear. So much more than a pair of long johns. And if you'll look at the quick reference sheet or the flyer, you'll see that when you take and you interweave both negative ions and far infrared together. And I wouldn't concern ourselves with how they do that or, you know, what they did. No, this is a complete bodysuit of wellness of two of Earth's amazing technologies, both light therapy and Earth technology as what's out there in nature, in the trees, in the falling of the water, and what takes place on the Earth. And on any given day here in the Pacific Northwest, these are a stellar item that are a must-have. And again, I want to reiterate, it's like a complete wellness bodysuit. And if you want to understand the emphasis or the magnitude of what this ThermoWear can do for people, check out, and some of you have already listened to it because you're on my email list, and if you did not receive this and you're listening to this call or this recording, please send me an email and simply say, add me to your email list, and I'll resend it out again to the whole group so everybody has it. But Steve Crowfoot was kind enough to not only record our Vice President of Sales and Training, Jeff Isom, during the introduction of both of these two new items Thursday evening at the Eagle Expo in Logan, Utah, just 2 days ago, and sitting and listening.
And it's your fun.
Yeah, it's... Thank you,
and we're missing
Steve.
You.
Steve, what was it like to be there live when Jeff was introducing the ThermoWear?
Would you listen to the... It was just full of emotion. Everybody was so excited.
Yeah, and we heard some amazing, absolutely amazing stories of people from years ago using the previous ThermoWear. We didn't even call them ThermoWear. And I want to thank you and applaud you publicly so other people can hear my gratitude. I sat and listened to that, and my mind was racing of people. Who can I? There are so many people that need to know about this life-changing solution and because of the stories. So Steve's got that recording available. And again, if you haven't, you need to email me. Please don't text me. Elisa Hazelgrove, I appreciate you texting me, but you got to email me. So it's in the email, vsrogers995@gmail.com. Again, V as in Victor, S as in Sam, rogers995@gmail.com. If you did not receive and you do not receive my weekly emails with that audio link, I will do my best to get it out today, but I can't promise anything. I've got a full load ahead of me after this call. But that introduction and that recording, it's, Steve, the only problem with it is that some of those stories, some of those testimonies are so larger than life, people would have to say, oh, come on. How can a clothing product do that? Well, it can. And several people mentioned cancer. Other people mentioned, you know, other things that were just lighter affirmities. But absolutely amazing. See, one other question before I switch gears here away from the new product. And again, all of the information is on the website. Once you go on the website, you'll see that the quick reference sheets are there. Chocolate Vital Balance, it's the same as the vanilla, just in chocolate flavor. And Steve, what does it taste like?
It tastes like chocolate stirred into the vanilla.
That's a silly question.
You have to realize I'm not a chocolate milk person. So.
Okay, so you're not a chocolate freak like my mother or Barb Satterwhite. I think it was Barb that said that it's truly divine, or somebody made that comment. There's some of us that think chocolate should be its own food group. So this is a huge, huge hit. Let me share, and I think if I understand the criteria of it, is both of these products, both the ThermoWare and the Chocolate Vital Balance, well, one's a seasonal item, and then one is a limited supply item. Okay, let me interpret that for you.
Both are limited supply.
Both are in limited supply. I'm interpreting that as a sales method. I don't want to use the word gimmick or tactic, but if you wait around, it's no different if you shop at Costco and you walk in and you see something and you buy it, or you think, oh, I'll get that next time I'm here because that wasn't on my list. And if it's such a popular item, guess what? The next day, chances are, it won't be there. And it happens all the time. Now, in Nikan, that's not a typical routine. However, both of these items are on a limited supply. The far infrared and negative ions ThermoWare is a seasonal item, is the way it's described. The chocolate, not sure why, and from what I heard, there wasn't really a reason why it's on a limited supply. It just is. Now, that can be turned around. If the sales and everybody falls in love with it over the next quarter, that will dictate making it a permanent feature. I don't know why. And I don't choose to take the negative on anything and try and figure it out and suspect that they're doing something or, you know, whatever. It's just, it is what it is. And if you want it, if you want to order it like we did, get it coming. And then you'll know. Before the call started, Rita Hand and Jim Hartman were discussing the fact that where does the ThermoWare come from? Well, we don't know that, or at least I haven't asked and received the answer for that. Steve, I don't know if Jeff or anyone said where the ThermoWare is manufactured. Is it China, Korea, Thailand? Okay, I think we lost Steve.
I'm sorry.
The ThermoWare, where are they manufactured? What country are they imported from?
Didn't say.
Okay, so it's irrelevant. However, that being known, that they're not manufactured here in the States or in Canada, they are being imported and they're coming through the West Coast, or specifically the Long Beach port. The Long Beach port and every other port on the West Coast is experiencing what we would call a port worker or port authority strike. And it's really not a strike, it's a slowdown. And what that means is they're working at a much slower pace, therefore it takes much longer. The container of these that had contained these ThermoWare wonderful, wonderful products has been sitting on that dock since the middle of December. Nikan wanted to introduce these a long time ago. So that being said, all the I's have been dotted and the T's have been crossed. And for all intents and purposes, what they've been told is that February 2nd, that container will be at Nikan's warehouse. It'll be released. And so that being said, when you look at the shipping date, the expected shipping date of these ThermoWare, when you order them, it says February 6th. So just know that's what they're targeting. So that being said, first orders in will be first orders out. So if you say, well, I'll just wait till February 6th to order it, well, you can do that, but your order may be behind several hundred, if not several thousand, others And it'll be delayed even more. My recommendation.
Advanced.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you know the number?
The item code. That's the beautiful thing about the computer, is you don't need to know the numbers because they're all right there in the shopping cart. And I saw several people that were texting me and saying, hey, what's the item code? They're right there. And you can look at the sizing chart to figure out what's best for you. I would take a gamble based on those of us who have been in Nikken long enough to remember the old thermals. Order that same size that you wore then, unless you've gotten bigger or smaller accordingly. Hopefully the latter, you've gotten smaller. I know what I can guesstimate, and do they run small? Well, I ordered a set of medium for Stacy because that's what she wore before. Now, if those are too small, well, then they will fit either McKenna or Emily, and we'll order another pair. I wasn't going to order five pair. I just wanted to start with one and see what happens, and that's where we started. By next Saturday, I can guarantee you, and that will still be part of, that'll still be part of January to finish out the month. I will have the information from people who have actually physically touched them and can tell you, okay, I'm this height, I put on this pair, and this is what the sizing, or you'll see other emails coming down from either Dave Johnson or Dennis Williams, or somebody will get that information out. I would encourage you, it could always be exchanged. Okay, if you get them and you open them up and you say, oh, there's no way that's going to fit, well, you carefully fold them back up, put them back in the package, and say, I need an RMA. That will happen. We've seen that happen with many clothing items in the past. However, to circumvent that, to avoid that, just go for it, or just yield on the larger side. Okay, if you're a woman and you're 5'8 and you're 5'10, I would definitely order the women's large. Okay, I wouldn't say, well, I always wear a medium, and I'm going to order a medium. I would not do that. My wife is 5'6, just 5'7. I ordered her the medium. That's what we wore before. Now, if it's running small, like I said again, they'll fit one of our daughters and we'll still be fine, or I'll swap them with my mom because she's 5'2. So I have a contingency plan.
Vance?
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'll just say something.
Absolutely, I don't mind.
I think that you've met Ben before, but I tell you, we've heard of this several times. He's got to be the most genuine, kind, nice, amazing person. I can't believe how lucky we are to have him.
Uh-huh. And Steve, I'm going to ask you the question that I find myself asking our youngest daughter on a regular basis. Why are you crying?
Because it's so exciting to have somebody with vision at the top.
And I'm not laughing with you. I'm actually crying with you in pure joy and glee because I completely, with 100% sincerity, understand what you're saying. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Or another translation says, when people don't have vision, they run around amok.
Yeah, and that's why I've been for a long time. It's so exciting to see that.
And having it coming from the top down, a person who's passionate. And if you have not taken the time, if you're listening to this call and you've not taken the time to watch the couple videos that are part of the new Nikken, I cannot encourage you or implore you strong enough to take a few minutes and watch those videos. Get to see and hear and glean Ben Woodward's heart and his passion for the new Nikken. It's a huge, huge shift. And we're going to be talking about this. We've talked about it and we've passed on the call. It all starts with us. We make a decision to be a quality enrollment. We establish the why, and when we do that, everything else falls in place. But it starts with us. This is not about us saying, well, we're going to commit to generating more volume for the company. This is about us. This is about us making the decision that, hey, I've got to set the example. I need to be a quality enrollment. I need to have $100 or more on auto-ship. I need to be utilizing these amazing solutions month after month after month, and whether those are consumables or whether they're something else. But and then right behind that, saying, yep, I'm going to come up with the rest of that 500 points to be, by definition, a quality enrollment. This is all about what it'll do for us, because when we set that example, it sets things in motion. And when we make that commitment, again, like I said earlier, everything seems to align, but it starts with us making the decision. And if you want to do it, then you jump on board. I was shocked when Reed Nelson shared the other day on the Diamond and the Royal Diamond call, and he said, you know, we've been doing a Monday morning mentoring call for years. And he said, we asked every single person that's been on the call and our leaders, will you commit to this? And he said, all but one person, all but one stepped up and said, absolutely. And he said, you know, I'm not sure why the one doesn't want to commit or at this time doesn't have the ability to. He said, but that reiterated to me that we're on the right track. And it's really, you focus on what we can do. And being a quality enrollment is attainable. And that's what we need to focus on. Let's start there. And I'm sitting here just completely amazed and flabbergasted at what happens when I do that. So enough of me talking. Questions, comments. Star six. Molly asked about go ahead.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am? This is Lee. I just wanted to say on the audio that you sent in the email. Not only was it just exciting and amazing to listen to with all the people's enthusiasm, but I learned a lot about far infrared. And it was I can't recommend it enough, so I'll just end with that. Thank
nope.
you.
And Lee, thank you. You can thank Steve because he's listening
thank
right
you,
now.
Steve. It was fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
All hail to the king of audio engineering, Steve Crowfoot.
I apologize. I haven't gotten up on Saturday. I'm live yet because I couldn't get a connection with the internet with my computer, so I have been doing the rest of the stuff with my phone.
Steve, you do not need to apologize at all because you got us the recording, and those of us who are listening right now who have not heard it, again, if you'll send me an email, I will put you into the group list and we'll get it out so you can listen to it as well as soon as we possibly can. But most of you who are listening, you're on that email list. But some of you, I attempted to send it as an email broadcast through the Nikon system to the whole Rogers organization, but it would not go for some reason. And I don't know why, and I'm not going to bother with it, so just email. And I want to reiterate something that I know what Steve will do, because he's so good at this, is make it into a standalone audio link to get it posted just so we can talk about the thermals. The vital balance, as great as those amazing testimonies and stories were, we know that. This is one, though, this is a link that if people can understand the value of something that's new or that's being reintroduced, and we can literally send them this link and say, hey, this is a 20-minute audio recording of when it was introduced, and about 12, 13 minutes into it, you're going to hear some stories. And as what Lee just said, you learn so much about far infrared. And this is not only far infrared, but this is far infrared plus negative ions. And that's why, you know, and I can't remember if somebody can help me out. How many years ago it was when the Long Johns disappeared, when the manufacturer, you know, tried to stiff arm us and all the details of that, but they went away.
Eight years ago.
And I even bought the giant one and cut them down to small size.
and they were, I believe, $56 per item, so $112 for the set, and I can dig out an old price list. I have them somewhere, but to go from $112 to $129 with a completely re-improved technology and in eight years' time. And when you look at other far infrared, just far infrared clothing products that are available anywhere through network marketing companies, or they're basically available through other high-end outdoor gear companies, you're going to see an amazing parallel. But what they don't have is, again, two technologies woven into one. So some of you have already looked. Others of you will. It's not about comparing ourselves to other people, just simply getting excited about what we have.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be back ordered until February. If we order now, we're going to complete our 500 or have customers order now to complete our 500 for the month. Will that volume go to January or February?
Okay, I got some of the words, but there's a whole lot of wind. I don't know if that's from your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's from me. I'm checking out and I'm running across the parking lot with the cart, baggage cart.
Okay.
What he said was, Vince, that was it going to be on January volume or February volume?
Everything that I see, when we place an order for something, it automatically goes through for that month's volume, even though they're not being shipped until February.
That's what I thought. I wanted to make sure because, the quality enrollment, 129 points or whatever for quality enrollment.
When we place an order, this is the way it's always been done in the past, and I don't see this changing at all ever in the future. When we place an order and our credit cards are charged, all the totals start computing. So the volume is there, the commissions are there, everything starts computing. So when somebody, even though, and it's no different than when you order something from Cabela's or REI or Amazon. We've ordered stuff from Amazon and it says expected ship date and they give the date, and of course we're all freaking out because it's like 3 weeks out. Yet our credit card is charged right then and there. When you buy an airline ticket and you're not set to travel until 4 months from today, you're charged right then. Okay, so with Nikan, when we place the order, even though it's not going to be estimatedly shipped until February 6th, everything computes right then.
Great.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning.
Hi, Vance.
Yes.
You were talking about this audio on the talk on the new far infrared thermalware. Could you you said you sent it down?
I attempted to send it down to the whole Rogers organization, and it would not attach. So therefore,
you attempted. It didn't happen
not,
yet.
If you're not in my email database, send me an email. And
I'm in Rogers.
Okay, in other words, I know you're part of the Rogers organization, Wei, but I have a separate database that I send out my weekly email as a backup, because sometimes the Nikan email broadcast system.
Yesterday.
Okay, so if you got it yesterday.
From me,
that audio link was attached as the first attachment. Okay. And one other thing that I almost forgot, and somebody reminded me, and I don't know how I remember to do this, but again, if you'll send me an email, vsrogers995@gmail.com, and say, please add me to your database, and I will make sure that that gets sent out again. Whether it happens today or tomorrow, I can't promise, depending on my schedule. And if you want to hear more about this, I don't know exactly what's going to, what the technicality of this. I can guarantee you it won't include the powerful stories like what the people at the Eagle Expo in Logan, Utah got to hear and what we hear on this recording that I've got this audio link of. But Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, January 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Roger Drummer and Colleen Edwards will be talking about both of the new products. Everybody who has their email on file with Nikan should have received this email directly from Nikan. And if for some reason you did not, I'm going to give you the phone number. You can write it down so you have it. It's area code 712-775-7035. Again, area code 712-775-7035. And the code is 446-419. Again, 446-419, followed by the pound sign, presumably. But again, that's this coming Tuesday, January 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And all of the information for NECAN calls is in the information center on down near the bottom of that list, conference call schedule or conference calls schedule, I believe is how it's listed. But that's this coming Tuesday. And all of the information, all the item codes, everything you'd want to know and so much more is available on the website for the ThermalWare. And I couldn't be more thrilled about a new product because of looking at this is a reintroduction of something we had before, and this is a much better quality caliber item than we ever had before. Just absolutely superb. Any other questions? We're at the top of the hour. I want to be sensitive to people's schedules.
Vance, this is Judy. What was your email? I got vsrogers995@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're very well. And Rogers does not have a D, just as in Mr. Rogers did not have a D in his name.
Okay.
We're not quite related that I know of, but I'll claim the similarities.
Yeah. Vance?
Yes. Good morning, Justine.
Morning, Vance. This cannot be put on auto ship, right? It's just a regular order.
The Vital Balance chocolate can be put on auto ship. The thermals, no. Not at this point. There's no SKU number set up because, again, it's a seasonal item.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great.
Vance.
God bless.
Good morning, Winnipeg.
Yes, good morning, Vance. One of your pre-call people on the line commented that if it's made in China, the sizes are always smaller. So we don't know yet whether that they are made in China. It certainly would be helpful to know. And men only have medium, large, and extra large. And so I thought maybe you could comment on that.
Well, the sizing is always a mystery. I remember years ago, back in 2002, when we had actually returned from China with our newest edition at the time, and lo and behold, NECAN is introducing an exercise shoe called the Cardio Stride. And they were manufactured in Korea. And I believe they were manufactured in Korea. I could be wrong on that. But at any rate, they ran small as well. So we were all told you need to order at least one size bigger. And if you had a wider foot, then you'd order a size and a half bigger. So it was just, oh, my goodness, the nightmare of people, you know, having to ship them back and forth, back and forth. But, yes, Chinese sizes and I don't mean to cast a blanket over the whole entire Pacific Rim, but a lot of Asian sizes do run smaller. They're just smaller people, okay? And
noticed that our Canadian shoe sizes are a little bit bigger than U.S. shoe sizes.
Mm-hmm. So again, I would recommend And again, my goal is to it really is to find somebody who's actually seen them, touch them. I wish I could have. Well, actually, you know, wait a second. If in the men's size, do they go all the way up to extra large? I don't have the computer on.
Yes,
in front
it is
of me.
Medium, large, extra large. Women is small, medium, large.
Okay. So that being said, if Jeff Isom, who is a very tall and solid individual. If he's wearing a set of these, he would obviously be wearing the extra large. So Jeff Isom is what, 6 foot? 6'1"? I'm just taking out because I look way up to him, and not only in height, but in so many other ways.
You're short in width, right, Vance?
Yeah, I'm barely 5'6". It's like 5'5¾". So I know that I could get by with a medium pair.
Put the dishes away while you wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why didn't we have you as our token, you know, expert in Asian sizes? What size did you order, Wei? Or are you ordering? No, we lost her.
Giselle was just looking at the site here, and we see a sizing chart. So
okay.
But they're very small for women, this sizing chart.
The sizing chart is very small for women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rita, they said the large in women's would be a 32 waist.
Okay.
If that helps.
Yeah, 30
okay.
to 32.
And having
so
one...
Bottoms. Yes.
Having one... Yes, go ahead.
This is Alberta Quite. And I called them directly, and you can call the distributor relations and ask them for the sizes. And the small is 24 to 26 around the waist. And I have a code number for the
okay,
small.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
all online.
Yeah, it's all online. Thank you. I don't want to get caught up in giving out the item codes because they're all online. Usually, you know, again, look, use the shopping cart. And I don't know how to stress this, and I don't mean to sound mean or ridiculous or hostile. However, all the item codes are there. Use the shopping cart. Please, people, make it easier on yourself and quit printing at the price list and then entering item codes. Just use the shopping cart and enter a 1 or a 2 or how many of that quantity of that particular item. And again, I need to encourage you to do this, and I don't know how to say it more directly, is we have to transform to the way the world shops online, and we have to set the example.
Finance, I didn't finish. There's one other thing. Yeah, the price was $120 for the two. It was $60 each, and we paid $48 for each of them. That was our wholesale. That was the retail.
On the... Old
long
johns.
Okay.
They were 48. Okay. So it was 96.
And you know, if you click on the details next to the picture, that little detail thing, it will give you the sizing chart.
Yeah.
Yes, we have that.
Yeah,
However, if it's China, apparently there is some shrinkage, and so we have to consider that, they say.
Yeah, and I can tell you from experience with the previous set, they didn't shrink near as much. And if you look at the blend, I learned this from my mother-in-law who used to work in retail. And she said, you know, it's really easy. You know, if something is a 90 to 100% cotton blend, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to shrink about 20%. Well, the amount of cotton, and if there's any, I'm trying to remember because I looked at it, but now I've forgotten. If there's not a whole lot of cotton, it's not going to be a lot of shrinkage. Spandex does not really shrink. But the other thing, too, if you really, really want to avoid shrinkage, then don't put them in the dryer. Just let them air dry. And we all know that as consumers, that when it comes to any type of clothing. And I would encourage that. And like the instructions say, just tumble dry, low or medium setting. Do not cook them to get them dried faster. There's no benefit in that. And if you've caught on a totally different subject, if you've caught on to using a magnet in your washing machine versus laundry detergent, you're going to lengthen the life of them even more. I would encourage you and what something that our family has gotten out of the habit in, and we're going to get back in the habit of it, is I would encourage you to, if it's you're in an area of the North America or the world where you can wear them during the day as well and not get too warm, but I'm going to encourage people, hey, this should become the new standard for pajamas because of the benefits of putting that much far infrared and negative ions in direct contact with the body.
Events, the fabric content, it says here, fabric viscose fiber, 58 percent cotton, 59% spandex.
Cotton,
39% spandex, 2.5%. Whatever the viscose fiber is, I don't know.
Ceramic, that's definitely.
It's a ceramic. Yeah, ceramic viscose. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the far infrared, as in other words, translated the bioceramic fibers. So.
Vance, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but I didn't get the number for this week's call. Can you repeat that again? The phone number?
Yep, I'm pulling it up. Sorry.
One.
Ready? Here we go. Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or Pacific Time is what it says, area code 712-775-7035. Again, 712-775-7035. And the code is 446-419.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bless you.
I will take that blessing, Alberta. And
I'm
going
to call you later. I needed to talk to you about something.
Okay. Okay. And the emails are pouring in. Thank you, people, for emailing me. And again, if you... let's see, send regarding the calls. Okay. If you did not receive that audio link, and I don't usually beat a dead horse this emphatically, but as was just shared, I learned, as Lee said, I learned so much about far infrared from listening to the introduction of the ThermalWare. The audio link recording from Jeff Isom's presentation, the introduction of this Thursday night, we have that audio link, and I am more than happy to get it out to everybody. Nikan would not put this or could not post it legally because of the testimonies that are shared. They are so powerful and so direct. Some would say that they're making a medical claim, especially when they mention cancer. So as raw as it is, we will get it out there and use it, and then once you have it, and you can put it in your computer and use it for however you want to. We're not making claims. We're just simply sharing stories. So if you did not receive it and you want it, please email me, vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@gmail.com. And I will make sure you're added to that list, and or I'll get it out to you. It's a powerful, powerful introduction, and it's about 20, 25 minutes long, give or take. And about 12, 13 minutes into it, they start sharing just stories, and they're just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Okay, any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. And by the way, for those of you who are new to this format, I hope you enjoyed it. This is the new Saturday AM Live or Team Rogers Mentoring Call, and I would encourage you that if you want to be part of a mentoring group, look at the requirements of read through the whole mentoring program. Again, all the information is on the NECAN site. It starts with being a quality enrollment. Make that commitment to be one, and watch how your organization grows and how it literally will take off. And I don't know how to explain it other than it just works. But it starts with us. If we want to go to the grocery store and buy some potatoes to make potato soup, well, you have to be committed to going to the store. Those potatoes are not going to naturally just be teleported from the store to your home. I know that sounds silly and trite, but that's how things work. And when we make that commitment to be a quality enrollment and to say, you know, it starts with me. If it's to be, it's up to me. And when we make that commitment, it's really, really been fun. And watching customers, and it all hinges around, this is the most imperative thing, connecting people to what Nikan does best, and what Nikan does best is produce amazing products and solutions that will change people's lives. And that's where it all starts, whether they join as a consultant or they simply come on board as a customer. And there are some amazing, amazing benefits for just putting people in as a customer and letting them shop just as they would at any other store to get things that they're looking for. And we got so much more than just potatoes to offer. So thank you, everyone. Excellent questions. This has been a lot of fun, and hopefully it's been beneficial to you. If there's anything that I can do, don't hesitate to call, contact me, and we'll do our best. And in the meantime, have a great week. And those of you who stayed on for the very, very end, Shar Rogers will be pitch hitting for me next week because I will be on the first ever Team Kaizen experience getaway. I don't know exactly what they're calling this, but Stacy and I will be in the Bahamas at this time next week. And so, yay! And Addie is asking, what about me? What about me?
Next month.
Absolutely. When you look at the Team Kaizen qualifications, read them over and say, oh, well, I've already done that, and I've already done that because I'm a silver or above, or, you know, I need to get to silver, so I got that, and I'm meeting the requirements of being a quality enrollment. Okay, so two of the four of the checklist are done. What else do I need to do? Well, I need to enroll three people to become quality enrollments and keep them going. And then the last hurdle, the last on the checklist, is break out two first level silvers between now and September. I mean, it's attainable. And again, I can achieve any goal when it is broken down to attainable steps. And if you look at that and you read that and say, well, I can't do that, well, then you can't. Because as Henry Ford so eloquently said, whether you can or you can't, either way, you're right. We can do this. I don't want to go on that Team Kaizen cruise next year, a year from now, without you. Let's do it together. We all can do this. This is the new Nikan, and we can all do it together. So 2 weeks from now, I'll be back. We'll focus on a different topic during the mentoring process. We talked about establishing the why today. Next week, we're going to break it down and, I'll put it in the email. You'll have it by Wednesday or on Wednesday of what Shar Rogers will be discussing and leading through, again, in rapid fire, just like we did this morning with the dozen that are part of the Team Rogers mentoring. And that list is probably going to grow. Several of the people weren't on the call this morning because they're either at the Eagle Expo and couldn't dial in, or their time commitment was someplace else. So you're going to hear from a variety of different people, but we're all doing this together, all having a ton of fun. And if you're not part of the Rogers organization, please do yourself a favor and tie in to your upline's mentoring calls, because I don't know of any of the leaders in Nikan today that are not taking part and jumping into this thing. It's been a huge surge. And you really want to tie into what they're doing, just because that's part of your upline structure. And those members of your upline, they have a vested interest in seeing you succeed. And so that being said, plug into what they're doing. All right? You can always be on this call. I can't imagine you not being on this call, several people that are not in our organization, because I value your input and your friendship so much. However, what I'm saying is really tie into that so you get that direct upline support, and that will be the best thing to capitalize on the whole quality enrollment and the concept of that and going from there. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Thank you again for your contributions, and I will talk to you, if not before, in 2 weeks from today. Bye-bye, everyone.